Welcome to Classic Comedy of Old Time Radio. I'm your host, Ron Eckelbarger. Today is Monday, so we get to listen to Lucille Ball in My Favorite Husband. It's the 55th episode, and it is entitled The Attic. It originally aired on September 23rd, 1949.
Yes, it's the new Gay Family series starring Lucille Ball with Richard Denning as Liz and George Cooper, two people who live together and like it. Even in the happiest of marriages, both the husband and wife have little habits that prove annoying over a period of years. With the Coopers, it's George's habit of reading the newspaper at the breakfast table. Well, unable to break him of this habit, Liz is setting up a counter-irritant. As we look in on them now, she has just started a barrage of toast munching. It's a war of nerves.
Liz.
Yes, George?
Is that toast as good as it sounds?
No, it's fine.
Liz, for heaven's sakes, do you have to make so much noise?
I'm only eating toast, George.
Well, be quiet. Eat it with your mouth closed.
Now, that's silly. How will I get it inside? Should I stuff it through my ear?
Very funny.
I'll make a deal with you. You put down the paper.
No.
Then I don't see what I can do.
Hmm.
You know, I want to be fair about this. I'll speak to Katie and ask her to buy quieter bread.
Never mind.
Or I could puree the toast and eat it with a spoon.
Anybody want more coffee?
No, thanks, Katie.
No, thanks. But would it be too much trouble to squeeze me a glass of toast?
Yes, I'll... Oh!
Don't mind her, Katie. She's being clever.
Oh, well, I'll get it. Cooper's residence. Just a minute. It's for you, Mr. Cooper.
Oh, thanks.
You can start clearing the table, Katie.
All right.
Hello? Charlie Nichols? When did you get in town?
Charlie Nichols? Who's that?
Oh, where have you been keeping yourself, you old horse thief?
Oh, must be one of George's best friends.
Mr. Cooper's best friend is a horse thief?
That's man talk, Katie. It's the way they greet their friends when they haven't seen each other for years.
Yeah, I'm still behind bars.
That means that George is still with the bank.
No, I'm still office boy.
Translation, he's been promoted to vice president.
Oh, you don't say.
Yeah, I still beat Liz 3 times a day.
He loves me.
Gosh, it's like a foreign language, isn't it?
Oh, I guess I look about the same as when we were in school.
What does that mean?
That means I hope your paunch is bigger than mine. Oh, dear, I hope this fellow isn't a bullfrog.
A bullfrog?
Yeah, that's the name of George's old college glee club.
Sure, I remember the password.
Yeah, he's a bullfrog, all right.
Let's round up the old gang. Oh, I can hardly wait to sing those songs again. Yes, sir, that's my baby. No, sir, don't mean maybe. Yes,
oh,
sir.
Katie, we're dead.
Don't worry, boy. I'll bring the old ukulele with me.
Oh, no. George hasn't seen that 4-string cigar box for 10 years, and he's going to expect me to know right where it is.
Oh, he won't.
He won't, eh? You watch. He'll turn away from that phone and say, Liz, what have you done with my ukulele?
Okay, Charlie. See you Tuesday night. Liz.
Yes, dear?
What have you done with my ukulele?
You sure know your husband. Oh, I'll be in the kitchen.
What caused that?
Nothing, dear.
Well, will you get my ukulele? We're having a reunion of the Bullfrogs Tuesday night. You know where you put it, don't you?
Oh, sure.
Now, what does that mean? Have you thrown it away like you do everything else of mine?
Now, George, I never throw anything of
yours
away.
Not much you don't. If you don't throw it away, you tear it into rags. And if you can't tear it, you plant ivy in it.
George, calm down.
How can I calm down after what happened last Sunday?
Oh.
Now, there was a blow to crush a man's spirit.
Now, you're not going to start that again.
I'm looking for a rag to wipe off the car. I reach into the rag bag. I take my hand out, and what's in it? What's in it? The tail of my favorite hunting shirt.
Oh. George, that hunting shirt was faded. It was torn under the arm. Most of the buttons were missing, and it shrunk two sizes.
Sure, it was just broken in.
All right.
Well, all I can say is if you've thrown my uke away, Liz...
George, now be practical. When was the last time you saw that thing?
Well, hasn't been long ago at all. I played it just the other night at the alumni dinner.
Do you happen to recall what year just the other night was in?
1938.
Well, now that hasn't been so long, has it? Maybe it's still on a string around your neck.
Well, that's where I should have kept it.
Now, if you'll stop accusing me, I'll try to help you. Probably up in the attic.
Well, let's go up there and get it. Should be easy to find.
Oh, you dreamer.
Well, hurry up. What kept you?
Well, you told Katie to take your Glee Club sweater to the cleaners. I had to find it for her.
Well, I thought it would look better. Didn't really need cleaning.
Didn't need cleaning? I had to warn Katie not to drop it. It might break.
Oh, you women don't understand. A man's old clothes are filled with sentiment.
That's sediment, not sentiment.
Boy, this attic door sticks. There.
Oh, it's stuffy up here. Open the window, George.
Okay. Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
Don't move. There's someone in the corner.
Where?
Over there. He just ducked down.
George, I think...
Let me handle this. Who's there? I see you. Come out with your hands over your head.
He won't do it. Let's charge him.
Now, stop it, Liz. Getting back at me.
I can't. You're up against the wall.
He's a tricky one. I wonder why he won't answer.
Well, maybe it's because he's my dressmaker's dummy.
What?
Come out with your hands over your head.
No. That'll do. You might have told me.
Oh, well, you were being so brave, honey.
No.
Open the window. Go ahead.
I am.
Oh, there. That's better. Gets a little air in here.
Oops, the door blew shut off. Hey, how about this? The first box I looked at is marked ukulele.
Well, that's good. Open it.
Hey, wait a minute. This isn't my ukulele. It's a pair of ski boots.
Yeah, well, that figures.
What do you mean?
Well, years ago when I packed all the boxes, I didn't have the labels with me.
So?
So I went downstairs and wrote out the labels.
So?
So when I got back, I forgot which label went with which box.
So?
Stop saying that. So. So I pasted them on any box.
So why?
Well, they were all written. I didn't want to waste them.
This should be fun. A surprise in every package, just like eating Cracker Jacks.
Well, we'll find it. Now, don't worry.
Well, here's a box that says ski boots. By rights, this should be my ukulele.
What's in it?
I don't know. Whatever it is, it's dead. Looks like old rotten weeds with ribbons tied around them.
Oh, that's my corsage collection.
Your what?
My corsage collection. All through school, I saved the flowers the boys sent me. I still have every one.
Does the Board of Health know about this?
Never mind. Now, put it away.
Look, Liz, the reason this attic is a mess is because it's cluttered with junk like this. Now, let's throw it out.
Take your hand off that box. It stays. For sentimental reasons.
Oh, Liz, be practical.
Well... Oh, I suppose you're right. It goes.
Now, let's see how much more we can get rid of.
Here's a box marked Halloween costume. What's all this junk in here?
Hey, look at that. My wonderful electric train.
Well, I haven't heard you use that tone since you proposed.
Oh, gosh, I haven't seen this train in years.
Well, you certainly have no use for it now. Out it goes.
Take your hand off that box. It stays.
Oh, George, don't be silly.
Well, now, who's being silly? That train doesn't leave this house.
Now, that's being practical. There's nothing as useful as an electric train.
But, Liz...
In fact, we should get another one for me. We can race them every night before we go to bed.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Out it goes.
George.
What?
I'll let you keep your train if you let me keep my corsage collection.
It's a deal. Yeah, but let's get some of this other junk out of here.
All right.
What about those old magazines?
No, they got recipes in them. How about that tennis racket?
Well, it's a good frame. What about that old dining room table?
What about that mounted fish? Now,
shoe.
I do, too. Now, what good are those old drapes?
I'm going to make something out of them. Oh, George, we've been up here for hours and haven't gotten rid of a thing.
And we haven't found the ukulele, either.
Well, let's get some lunch and try it again this afternoon when we're stronger.
Yeah, sounds good to me. Well, that's funny.
What's the matter?
The door's stuck. The lock must have snapped shut when it slammed.
Well, pull on it.
Well, I am. Oh, it's no use, Liz. There's no lock on this side of the door.
Oh, great. Well, what do we do now? Stay up here until someone finds us?
Well, now, take it easy. We'll just call Katie and have her come up and unlock it. Katie!
George! Katie isn't here. She went downtown.
Wouldn't you know she'd be downtown when we need her? Now, who told her to do a stupid thing like that?
You did. She took your Glee Club sweater to the cleaners, remember?
Oh, that's right. Well, she ought to be back by now.
Well, I don't think that she will be, George.
Why do you say that?
Well, I didn't think we'd need her, so I told her to take the afternoon off and go to a movie.
Oh, no!
Oh, yes. Oh, look, Mr. Wood is out in his backyard.
Where is he?
Right over there. His oldest boy is working on a motorcycle. Yoo-hoo, Mr. Wood!
He's looking around.
Yoo-hoo, Mr. Wood! He doesn't see me. Up here in the attic!
Oh, there's the sofa. I
couldn't find you. Hey, Mr. Woods, we're up here in the attic.
Here you are. That's nice.
Nice.
We came up here to throw some things away, and the door locked behind us, and we can't get out. Katie's gone, and if you'd just come in the house and unlock the door, we'd be very grateful.
Grateful for what?
Now, while the motor's off.
Mr. Woods, we're up in the attic and the door's locked and we want you to come up and let us out. I made it.
You'll have to talk slow, Mr. Cooper. I couldn't hear a word you said.
Oh, no. Mr. Woods, George and I are in the attic and can't get... Oh, that monster. Mr. Woods, can't you do something about that motorcycle?
We're trying. I think we got it licked now.
Nice try, Liz. Maybe we should set fire to something and send smoke signals.
Set fire to what, for instance? Me?
How about your corsage collection?
Oh, no, you don't.
Look, isn't that the newsboy on that bicycle?
Yes. Jimmy! Oh, Jimmy!
Where are you? I don't see you.
Up here, Jimmy. Up in the attic.
Okay, if you say so.
We wondered if you could... He hit me right in the face with that paper.
I thought you wanted it up here.
How do you like that kid? For 3 years, he hasn't been able to hit the front porch. Today, he puts it right through the attic window into my kisser.
We're licked, Liz.
Well, at least we'll know what's going on in the outside world.
Stand back, Liz.
What are you
going to
do?
I'm going to break the door down.
You can't do that.
Well, there's nothing to it, Liz. I've seen them do it in the movies a million times.
Well, all right.
Stand back. Here I come.
George, are you hurt?
Oh, what happened? Oh, what am I doing over here?
Well, you bounced clear into the corner.
Wow, they must use fake doors in pictures.
Maybe they use real men. Sorry, I said that, George. That was cruel. I'm sorry.
Well, luckily I landed on some of your boxes.
Oh, yeah, let's see if you broke anything. Oh, George, guess what? We found your ukulele. Now you can be a bullfrog.
Well, give it to me. Is it broken? My dog has fleas. Oh.
I think when you landed, you flattened your fleas.
Yes, sir, that's my baby. No,
George.
Sir, don't be maybe. Yes,
George!
Sir, that's my baby.
George, as long as we're stuck
Buck up here. Do me a favor, will you? Don't sing. George?
Yes, Liz?
What month was it when we came up here?
September.
I thought so. Look at the calendar on the wall. It's March.
Oh, Liz.
I wonder if it was a tough winter.
Now, stop it. That's an old calendar.
Well, it seems like it's been that long. George?
Yeah? Now, honey, now don't cry.
Who's crying?
Now, look, we'll get out of here before very long, you'll see. And we'll look back on this and have a good laugh.
We will?
Sure. Oh, now, sweetie. Now, come on. Now, here, take my handkerchief and dry your eyes.
Okay. Yeah.
Are you my big, brave girl?
Yes, George.
Now, forget that we're locked in.
All right.
Now, think of this as an exciting adventure, an outing. We're having a picnic in the attic.
We're having a picnic in the attic.
That's it. Now, how do you feel?
I'm hungry. We haven't eaten since breakfast. I'm starved.
I know it. I'm as hungry as you are. But there's nothing to eat up here, so forget it.
I know where there's something to eat.
Hmm?
I saw it a few minutes ago. Now, where is it? Oh, here it is.
What is it?
Now, stay away from me. This is mine.
I won't touch it. Now, what is it?
It's a piece of cake.
A piece of cake?
Yes, our wedding cake.
Liz, that's 10 years old. It's petrified.
You're just trying to get it away from me.
Drop it on the floor, Liz.
Oh, I see what you mean. Oh, there's a piece of cheese over in the corner. I wonder if I can get it out without snapping the trap.
Now, Liz, you're getting hysterical.
But I'm so hungry.
Well, I'm just as hungry as you are.
You are? George, don't look at me like that. You say that, George, you wouldn't like me. I'm all stringy and tough and soggy.
Don't be silly. Katie should be home any minute.
How do you know? She may have stepped off the curb into the path of an oncoming truck. Well, we'll never see her again. We'll never see anybody again. And thousands of years from now, some archaeologists will dig their way into the attic and find some bleached bones marked his and hers.
Oh, stop it now, Liz.
I can't help it. I've been in here too long. I'm stir crazy.
Well, I'm beginning to think you are.
Look, we got to get out of here, even if we have to jump out the window. That's it. Jump. You jump, George. You're a bullfrog.
Hey. You've given me an idea.
Oh, I didn't mean it, George. I didn't mean it. Honest, I didn't.
Oh, I'm not going to jump, but we could make a rope out of these old drapes, and one of us could lower the other one to the ground. Here, help me knot them.
Well, George, I hate to think of your doing this. It's dangerous.
I know it, but I'll have to take that chance. Now, be very careful on the way down.
Just a moment. Who's lowering whom?
I'm lowering Yum.
Over my dead body, Yum are.
Look, do you want to get out of here or don't you?
Yes, I do, but somehow I pictured me on a different end of the drapes.
Liz, I'm only thinking of you.
So am I.
Give me one good reason why you shouldn't go. You're weaker, you're lighter, you're smaller.
You're insured.
There's no time to make jokes. You aren't strong enough to bear my weight. So, if you won't go down, we can forget the whole thing.
Well, all right, George.
Nah, it won't be bad at all. We'll get you over the edge, and before you know it, boom, you'll be on the ground.
You mean before I know it, squash, I'll be on the ground.
Oh, nothing will happen. Now, come on, get up on the window ledge.
Oh,
now, I'll tie the drapes around your waist. There. Now, all you have to do is hang on while I lower you to the ground.
Oh, well, George, before I go, I want to say something.
Yes, dear?
If anything happens, I want you to have my corsage collection.
Nothing's going to happen.
Well, wish me luck.
luck.
Okay.
Okay. Now hang on tight.
Lower away.
Here we go.
Mrs. Cooper, don't do it.
What?
Mrs. Cooper, don't jump. Stay there. Up and right up. Life is too sweet. Life can be beautiful. Don't jump till I've had a chance to talk to you. Up and right up.
George, pull me back up. We've been saved.
Okay, here you come.
Oh, George, pull me up.
I'm pulling.
Hurry up, George.
Liz, what have I done?
You pulled me up so fast you ripped my dress on a nail.
Oh, thank goodness you're all right.
Open the door.
You open it. The lock's on your side.
Oh, Mr. Cooper, you mustn't jump.
Wait, Mr. Wood, let me explain.
No, no, you couldn't give me a reason good enough. You have so much to live for. You're young. You're beautiful. You're vibrant.
Oh.
Now, listen, Mr. Wood.
Think how good life is, Mrs. Cooper. Think of your husband. Think of the children.
I don't have any children.
Well, I've got 11 children. You can have a couple of mine.
Well, Mr. Wood, you see, I really wasn't going to jump.
Of course you weren't. It never entered your mind. Don't worry. My lips are sealed. Let's close this window, huh?
Oh, please listen to me for a minute. You've got it wrong, Mr. Wood. We were simply locked here in the attic and couldn't get out.
Locked in the attic?
Yes. You see, we came up early this morning to look for George's ukulele. And when we came in, we shut the door like this, and we just... I did.
It isn't locked again.
Want to bet?
But I've got to get out of here. Now, this is ridiculous.
That won't do any good. I tried it.
Yeah, but they're waiting dinner for me. All 12 of them. My wife roasted a side of beef.
Well, I'm sorry. There's a piece of cake and some cheese here.
Oh, Liz.
Help! Help!
Who's in there?
Oh, it's Katie. She's home. Let us out, Katie.
What is this, a meeting or something?
Oh, are we glad to see you, Katie. We thought you'd never get home.
I have a confession to make, Mrs. Cooper. I didn't go out.
You didn't?
No, I've been down in my room all afternoon, asleep.
My goodness, didn't you hear us shouting and stomping around?
I didn't hear a thing. I was sleeping on my good ear.
Oh, great.
Well, let's get out of here. George, open the window a little so it won't get so stuffy in here again.
Okay.
Oh, stop! Get the door! The wind is slamming it shut.
Now we'll never get out.
Oh, yes, we will. The firemen will let us out.
They won't know we're here. We can't call them.
Oh, they'll be here for the fire.
What fire?
The one that follows the explosion.
What explosion? What are you talking about, Katie?
I left the pressure cooker on the stove.
Oh, no!
My Favorite Husband has been presented through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.
Join us next Monday for another episode of My Favorite Husband, and please come back on Wednesday for our next episode of The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope. Please send your questions and comments to host@classiccomedyotr.com. So, until Wednesday, in the words of Helen Rowland, before marriage, a man declares that he would lay down his life to serve you. After marriage, he won't even lay down his newspaper to talk to you.